Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the Makanair Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Now that I know Hallelujah. What a blessing. Amen. I'm blessed to be in this church. Hallelujah. You know, this morning we prayed about Psalm 65, that blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to come. Do you see? Where is it? Yes. To approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy court. Are you there? To dwell in thy court. So we are blessed and chosen. Do you see? To dwell, to be in church this morning. Yeah, blessed and chosen. And caused to be here. Now I'm more excited because because we belong to this house. Pastor Uncle D, because we belong to this church, that's why I'm even more excited. Because you can belong to you can belong to a rich man and your house is in Nima. You can also belong to a rich man and your house is in Cantonment. Do you see? Yes. So our house, we are in a rich man's house, but our house is in a Cantonment, a spiritual posh place. Either you have left me. Now, you see, you can enter the house of a rich man who went to Presec, or the house of a rich man who went to Gubligov SHS, Sasabi. Do you get me? What you see in the house, it depends on the person, the owner of the house. Are you there? Have left me. Now, in this house, we have a good man. God has sent us a good man in this house. It's not just any blessed house. This is a good house with a good man, with a man who knows good things, and a man who can bring out of his treasures good, many, many good things. Are you with me? I've left me. Yeah, that's why I'm more excited. You know, if you can help me with Jeremiah 23 verse 4. Or 24 verse 2. 23 verse 4. Let's check it and see. It's there. It says that I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more. See, the result of a good shepherd in your life, number one, is that there will be no more fear in your life. This morning, the fear in your life is about to be driven out. By reason of the shepherd that is coming to speak to us, to preach to us this morning, it says that they shall fear no more. And there will be no dismay. You will not be dismayed. Can you give me a lighter English? Something nicer. Then I will appoint responsible shepherds. Are you with me? Our pastor this morning, he is a responsible shepherd. And he says that who will care for them and they will never be afraid again. Not a single one of them will be lost. Hallelujah. Oh, are you in church this morning? This morning, God is sending to us. Give me the King James again. Give me the King James. He said, I will set up shepherds over them. God is sending us a shepherd. In this house, a good shepherd is here. And out of his many treasures, he's about to bless us one more time. Last week, he gave us a classic. Last week, he taught us about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. This morning, I don't know what else he's bringing us, but I can't wait. With Jesus' joy in your hearts, and with excitement, I want you to clap and shout. And let's welcome to our pulpit, our pastor, our man of God, the Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sense a sweet spirit in the service. I sense the presence of God in the service. I sense power in the service. I sense greatness in the service. And this morning, I want to announce that I'm excited that the Holy Spirit is also here with us today. And in this short season, He is the subject of our interactions. He is the topic we are trying to understand. He is what I'm talking about. And the more you talk about something, the more the atmosphere changes to welcome that thing you are talking about. The more you talk about something, the more your atmosphere changes. If you talk about death, imagine we meet here for 5 hours and I'm talking about death. Death, 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 death. You start hearing that we are dying. Yes, the atmosphere will change into a moody, gloomy, that you see death. You don't see dancing stars. You see dying dancing stars. Yeah. Yeah. If I preach for 10 weeks about the importance of money. Money, 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 money. You see that suddenly you see that we have changed into money seekers. And when you come into this church, you smell money. That the offerings change. There's more money in the system. You see cars and so on. But the people are not spiritual. Yes. So there's money in the system. But the girls, some of them have become prostitutes. The pastors have become con men. The brothers are thieves. Yeah, anything to admit and allow money. If I start talking about, let me not go there. So today I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. And you watch, you'll be changing slowly. Yes, you'll be changing slowly. And when I mounted the stage, the Lord told me, the Holy Spirit whispered, the Lord spoke to the Holy Spirit, that this is the most important subject. There is not one subject a pastor will teach in 1,000 years that will not be a subject that needs the Holy Spirit to carry out. Not one. Is it marriage? Is it belovedosing? Is it faith? Is it shepherding? Is it evangelism? Is it Christian love? Is it finances? There is no subject in the church that will not need the Holy Spirit. Anything you are doing that does not have the Holy Spirit is headed in one direction. And that is failure direction. Anybody doing anything who doesn't have the Holy Spirit, anyone doing anything, once it's in the church, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you won't last. Anything from usher to preacher
to sound man, to keyboardist, and so on. By the way, I've been a Christian for 40 years. This is my 40th year. Serving the Lord and working in the church. And I can tell you that I've seen too many things for you not to believe me. That anybody standing on the stage, helping with the work, who doesn't have the Holy Spirit standing by him. Come. No, you. Your name again. Clement, beautiful name. If Clement is the Holy Spirit, and you are here listening to me, and you don't have this man standing by your side, then you won't last. You will not last. In the church, we don't use talents and gifts. No, even the gifts, there are two types of gifts. We don't use natural gifts. The gifts that are allowed are called gifts of the Spirit. If there will be gifts. In the church, we don't use oratory skills to preach. Relationship skills. Even the skills, the gifts in the church are Holy Spirit gifts. I'm saying, oh, my brother, if you don't have this man standing by you, with you, you yourself should know, you should give yourself 3 years. That 3 years is too long. If you continue to be here after 5 years, 7 years, it means that you are hell bound by just passing through the church. Nobody can be a Christian without this man. You can't. Like I taught last week, Christianity, Christian means that you look like Christ. You are Christ. Your life is like Christ. That's a Christian. And I taught you last week, it's the Holy Spirit who makes you like Christ. His name, we call him the Holy Spirit. Another name for him is the Spirit of Jesus. Acts 16:7. Let's see what is there. Somewhere there. Just start at 7 and let's see. New Living Translation, I should say. Yes. Then coming to the borders of Mysia, they headed north for the province of Bithynia, but again, the Spirit of Jesus. The name of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus. That's his name. So you can't walk with Jesus without the Holy Spirit. If you will ever have any struggles with church members and with pastors, this will be the reason. Turn around. Anybody you have a problem with, is it this one? Is it this? Is it this one? Anyone? Is it this pastor or this? Is it the singer? Is it the usher? Is it the photographer? Mention somebody you are having a problem with. And I will tell you that that person doesn't have the Holy Spirit. The issue is not the person. The issue is the Holy Spirit in the person. Like I taught you last week again, he is called the Spirit of obedience. Willing obedience. Psalm 51 verse 12. Do you have Good News translation? Or I've forgotten the translation. New Living Translation. Which translation? God's Word. Do you have God's Word? GWT. I think so. We don't have it here. GWT, God's Word. You don't have it, you see. I'll read it. I don't know whether it's God's Word. It's God's Word. Yes. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and provide me with a spirit of willing obedience. It's a spirit. Anybody you are having a problem with getting the person to obey, your child, your son at home, your daughter, anybody with a problem of obedience, first of all, let's start it well. He has the Ephesians 2:2 spirit of disobedience. Ephesians 2:2, not Exodus. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world. This is the most God willing, if I'm alive, I'll be preaching many things in this church about many things. This one, there is no subject behind a pulpit that is higher than the message I'm preaching today. There is no message. Evangelism, soul winning is below this. Prayer is below this. Prayer. You need the Spirit of God to pray. Zechariah calls it the spirit of intercession. There is nothing. Preaching is below this. The top number one subject, toppest, is the Holy Spirit. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So disobedience is a spirit. That is why to fight disobedience, you also need the Holy Spirit. And God's Word translation of Isaiah 51, Psalm 51 verse 12 is the spirit of willing obedience. It's a spirit. If you are a Basenta leader, you are a pastor, you are a shepherd, you are having somebody around you not obeying, not following, can't obey, just look at the person as a, no matter the person's title, bishop, reverend, lady pastor, lady reverend, reverend, apostle, whatever. Once there's disobedience, you are dealing with somebody who has the spirit of disobedience and does not have the spirit of willing obedience. Once the spirit is in a church, if the spirit of willing obedience is in a church, there's a flow. There is a flow. Our service on Saturdays is His presence service. We start at 8:30. Worship starts at 8:30. Some 7 people come around 7:30 to pray, and I don't know what they are doing. But the church service starts at 8:30. Officially, praise, worship, praise, dancing stars, choir, solo, preaching. So we close around 11:30. Yesterday we started the service at 6:30. Many were late, but they came. Even by 6:30, there were some sprinklings of people. By 7, they were there. 30 minutes, 7, they were there. a body of them were late. I put them somewhere. Later, I brought them into the church. But we started. There was a flow. So you can see that even in this church, the spirit of willing obedience is not here. It's not here. You don't smell it here. We can never get this service to start at 6:30 on Sunday morning. By 9 p.m., 9:15, I'm exaggerating. I am exaggerating. By 9:15, which is not true, by 9:15, we are closed. Yesterday, a service which closes around 11:30. It's a spirit. You don't have the Holy Spirit. And it's possible to be a pastor, a Christian, who doesn't have the Holy Spirit. Acts 19. You don't have. I mean, what stops all of us here? Every single person, that something like an explosion inside you. Boom. And you say, I want to serve God. I want to be a shepherd. I want to be a shepherd. The sister projecting, the one doing sound, film stars. Everybody say that this year, the year of work, I'm bringing, I am going to be a pastor of 10 people. Just 10. Start work. Imagine that everybody here willingly, like it's like water is flowing from your chest. Everyone, I want to be, this little boy says that I'm going to bring 10 boys like me in the area. Because if he was not a proper Christian, he was not whatever, he would be fooling in town at this age, not his elder brother. I want to be a shepherd. This year, I'm bringing 10 people to church. There's nothing in you that wants to serve God. So you see. You see. Even shepherds can't be fruitful. Pastors can't be fruitful. Sir, I don't know if you are a pastor, but if you will have a problem with instrumentalists, it will be a problem of the Holy Spirit. If you will, I don't know if you've already had one, a problem with the choir, it won't be that they don't sing or they can't sing. Even to, for them to attend rehearsals on time, you need the Holy Ghost. You need the Holy Spirit. There is hardly anything you can do in this kingdom without the Holy Spirit. He is everything. The same way Jesus is everything. We used to sing a song 40 years ago. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything. Both great and small. That's a song like that. He's my everything. I mean, I don't know. I mean, which part of your life should Jesus not be the master of? Is it classroom? Is it business? Is it marriage? Is it ministry? Is it raising children? Is it your health? He is Lord of all. And when he left, the Holy Spirit that came to replace him also is Lord of all. When I finish this series, I mean, not when I finish, part of this series will be how to practice the presence of the Holy Spirit. Practicing it. I'll give you 5 pillars. You are wasting your time if you don't set out and begin the journey. I don't know. I'm in love with the Holy Spirit right now. I feel love in my chest. He is everything. He is everything. Look into your own life. Any problem you have in your marriage is traceable to the Holy Spirit. Any problem you have in your ministry is traceable to the Holy Spirit. He is everything. So better start to pay the price. That's why I'm teaching you. You can sit down. I'm preaching already. I don't know why you are standing. You need him, sir. Sir, do you have the Holy Spirit? And I'm not asking, like, I'm putting you down. Or I don't respect that. Like, it's Acts 19. Paul asked them. I'll put it there. Acts 19, verse 2. He said, do you have the Holy Spirit? And they said, we've not even heard. He said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He said, we've not even heard of him. I'm back to you. Do you have the Holy Spirit? I know you have membership card. I know you are here in the church. I know you are sitting down. I know you are interested. Do you have the Holy Spirit? Do you have the Holy Spirit? You have him. Then you've conquered. As I teach, you will know whether you have him or not. You can't be a Christian without him. You can't. And when I point to him, I mean it. He's a person. The Holy Spirit is a person. Let me give you reasons why he's a person. This girl is slow. We would have done some wonderful work. Yes, I'll show you why he's a person. Look. He's a person. John 6:63 says that he's a person. 63. You can write down the verses. John 6:63 says he's a person. Number two. He's a person. Come and stand by me. Why is he a person? Because he speaks. Yes. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 1. He speaks. He speaks. The Holy Spirit, he speaks. A stone doesn't speak. The Spirit speaks expressly. He's a person because he searches. Amma, what are you doing? I'm looking for my shoes. I left my spectacles on the ironing board and I can't find. I'm searching for my glasses. He searches. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the Spirit? Next verse. Well, that's the last scripture. He can be grieved. Ephesians 4:30. When you have the Holy Spirit, like as I'm talking, I have a person by me. And I can do something that can make him sad. Can you be sad or you are always happy? Have you been sad before? That shows you are a person. So when you see a person who is always smiling, it's not a real person. Don't go near him. I 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10, not 11. The Spirit of God searches. But God has revealed them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. That's why you need Him. The reason why you are not married is that you don't have the Holy Spirit. He's the one who will look for a beloved for you. Yeah. He searches for a beloved. Yeah. Yeah. By this time, you would have had a husband. But you are spiritless. Yes.
You don't have a searcher.
He searches. Not scriptures only. He said, all things. He searches for schools for your children. He searches for a school for your PhD. He searches for a shepherd. There can be a big church like this, but it's the Holy Ghost who will look for a singer to stand by you and sing, because not every singer is a human being. He searches. He searches for friends for you. He's a searcher. I mean, he's looking. Really? Ah, where is he? He looks for things. Then he finds your beloved for you that he is sitting at the back there. If you don't have this person, you will always land the wrong things. Yeah. You cannot search for a husband. Neither can you search for a wife. He searches. And I like it. It's the biggest phrase is all things. Yay. The deep things, even the deep things of God, He can bring it out. Clap your hands for the Holy Spirit. I like Him. Deep revelation, He will bring it out. Deep. He will tell you something, it will blow your mind. He loves. He's a lover. I mean, ideally, Valentine's Day should be a day for Holy Ghost baptism. Oh! A real lover. Romans 15, verse 30. Romans 15, verse 30. Read the English words. Read the English words. I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit. There's a love of the breasts. There's a love of the money, the man's money. There's a love of thighs. There's a love of face. There's a love of hips. Some of you guys love Botox. But there's a love called the love of the Spirit. I should stop preaching.
Rich.
You are joking.
Rich. We like it.
So there are people, there's nothing about them you can love. But you still love the person because your love is of the Spirit. Not how the person sits or how the person walks. Or even the person doesn't even work well. Doesn't come early. Doesn't come to church. But you still love, because the love is not based on activities. It's deep. I've got to fall in love with a man who loves you because of the volume of your breasts. Volume. What if your breast starts shrinking? It starts deflating. Volume. He's a person because he loves. He's a person because he has a mind. Yes. Romans 8, 27. He has a mind. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the spirit. He has a mind. He thinks. He has a mind. Hey, how blessed you are if you also have the mind of the spirit. Like, you and the Holy Spirit think alike. Ayaba. Is it money? Is it peace? Is it breakthroughs? Is it happiness? You have the mind of the spirit. So let this mind be in you, which was in Jesus and is in the spirit. That's a mind. He has intelligence. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10. We've read it. And verse 11. 10 and 11. He is intelligent. He passes exams. God reveals things by his spirit. He searches all things. I mean, the mind can interrogate issues. It's super. That's why if you are a real spiritual pastor, there's no problem you cannot solve. There is no church building problem you can't get the solution for. Because you are with an intelligent being. Verse 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man. Super. He knows the things of a man. He knows the things of God. I say he knows the things of a man. He also knows the things of God. So when you are dancing without the Holy Spirit, you are just some empty, useless shell. People who are spiritual, they are very intelligent. And if you check their track record, when they were in school, they were not even very bright. They were not the top students. Spiritual people, they think differently from carnal Christians. Carnal Christians. He's intelligent. Acts chapter 5 verse 9. He can be tested. Yes. Acts chapter 5 verse 9. Peter said, how is it that you have agreed to test the spirit? Ananias and Sapphira, they tested him. He can be tested. Whether it is good for you to test him or not, but he can be tested. Can I test you to see if you are humble? Yes, the same way you can test the Holy Spirit. Acts 7 verse 5. He can be resisted. Ask whether it is a good thing, it's a good thing for you to do so or not. But he can be resisted. Many of you in your life, you have resisted the Holy Spirit. Your life would have been far better. Far. This church would have been far nicer. Far times 1,000 nicer. And he gave none inheritance in it. No. Let me get this. Ask your neighbor, are you resisting ask him, are you resisting the spirit? Acts chapter 6 verse 10. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit. So you can try to resist him. It's a behavior. Many of you have resisted the spirits. The spirits' instructions. In this instance, they couldn't resist. Try not to disobey the things the Holy Spirit tells you. Don't resist him. I've resisted him a couple of times and I paid the price. Yeah. He says, don't do. And I did it. Before I knew, my fingers were bent. Don't go. Have I said he speaks? I've said it. 1 Timothy 4:1. Yes. He speaks. In fact, he's a talkative. He overspeaks. He talks a lot. There is nothing about your life that the Holy Spirit hasn't spoken to you about. He has a comment to make about everything. And the things he says are clear, expressly, is distinctly. There is no area of your life he doesn't speak to you about. He speaks about the dress you wear. If you have 3 cars in your house, he will speak to you about which car to drive on a day. Never, ever, I preach about the art of hearing. Was it here or in the other church? Yeah, go for it. Go and listen to the podcast. If you want to have a relationship with me, you want to know what I'm saying, then go to the podcast. Never talk about God as somebody who doesn't speak. He speaks. You can hear him. If he's not speaking in your life, then it also means that he is silent. And he's silent because you silenced him. He can be silent. Because you can resist him. And once, look at it. Once you resist him, you will see that he doesn't speak again. Genesis. Chapter 6. He resists. You can't resist him. And once you resist, it came to pass when the men began to multiply. Verse 2. Sons and daughters, they took them wives. Verse 3. Does it. Look at it. The Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. You can actually strive. He's telling you, be serious with church. And you are not. You won't. Break up with that girl. Break up with that girl. She's a lesbian. You are still with her. Now you even spend more nights with her. Stop what you are doing. Sow that seed. That is even when your hair is now blue. You use the money for the hair.
Thank you.
Oh. But once you resist him like this, and he's fighting and striving, a time comes, he stops. Some of you, there are areas of your life the Holy Spirit is. Is there? Why? Because you are not important. It's something, also something that must be a series of 10 weeks. 10 weeks teaching. That you're not important. If the Holy Spirit is with you, it's just mercy he's showing you. That's why he will not allow you to waste his time. He's moving to the next person. We need a 10-week series. Title is, you are not important. If you heard that series, you'll be humble.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned.
Get ready! It's that time of the year, and the Art of Shepherding Conference is here again with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024. Jesus said in John 10 that I am the Good Shepherd. Good shepherding is the key to a ministry that is flourishing and ever increasing. If you are a pastor or a church worker, then this is your opportunity to step into the realms of magnificent church growth by acquiring the skills of a shepherd. The Art of Shepherding Conference is happening from the 21st to the 23rd of February 2024 at the Makanere Church International, Otinibi Hills, near Oibi. Guest minister will be Bishop Ni Ajedu Amar of the Kodesh Family Church. Morning sessions are at 8 a.m. and evening sessions at 4 p.m. Your church and ministry will experience an unbelievable change. Contact us on 059-862-5036 for details.
You can resist him. Go there. See, I advise you 2 days ago, you obeyed. Things changed. But for this, that voice you heard from me, you heard it because my face was looking at you. But the Holy Spirit had been telling you this before I met you. Never present God as somebody who doesn't talk. It's not true. He speaks expressly. I mean, he talks too much. Go to 1 Timothy 4. I mean, he speaks expressly that in the latter times, some shall depart, giving heed to seducing spirit. Verse 2. All the things there are the plenty things he's talking about. Plenty. 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 You are the one. In chi we say, wait, prim wakuma. Or not so. You are prim to your akuma. Many of you, there are areas. Is it marriage? Is it business? Is it your walk with God? Is it ministry? He has stopped. He has stopped talking to you. He has stopped. You will never hear his voice about that subject again. Even me. A bad man like me. I stopped talking. I can be with you for 10 years. You will never hear my voice about a particular subject about the water. We will talk about phone, fan, shoe, dress, hair, this, that, this, phone. This. But water. That's why I said, whether resisting him is good or not, it's up to you. He wants to, hey, that song, eh? You make my life so beautiful. It's a very, 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 very important song. Every advice he gives is an attempt. He's trying to make you look beautiful. Beautiful. Nice ears, nice eyes, nice hair. Beautiful. He advises you. Every advice, go to church, honor the pastor, visit that brother, help that sister. All of it is to make you beautiful. And it's not exactly the case that he makes your life beautiful. Really, the beauty of your life is because of your decisions. Yeah. He only makes your life beautiful by making suggestions and instructions. Then you obey to make. So in a certain sense, you make your own life beautiful. No wonder Jesus said, but from the beginning it was not so. When God started planning your life, he didn't plan that at this stage there should be no ring. And I mean you, not this one, you. He didn't plan that there should be no ring in your finger. His original plan is that by this time you should be about 6 months pregnant. 6 months pregnant. But your resistance has put you. Born. Never allow God's and God, how does he speak? He's speaking now. The voice you are hearing is the voice of God. He told Aaron that Moses shall be to you in the place of God. That is, when you hear Moses talking, because he spends time with me. When Moses is talking, it is God talking. Your stubbornness will not help you. The reason why you are stubborn, you are stubborn, is that you don't have the spirit of willing obedience. Oh, I'm preaching a beautiful message. Beautiful message. Beautiful message. Any absence of beauty in your life is traceable, can be traceable to your misbehavior. You have hardened your heart. I will never do this. I will never talk to her. What she said to me, it's over. Holy Ghost will say, no, open up, relate, let it go. Just when it comes, just say yes to give another chance. No, we bring back. Come closer, I need you. So that was just an introduction. Let me just give you some 5 minutes teaching. I taught you last week. I taught about the role. Why you must be baptized by the Holy Spirit. Is that you need him. You need him. And the roles I gave you last week. Number one, he is the one who makes you more like Christ. Number two, he helps you to deal with the problem of sin. No pastor, there is no man of God, anointed or de-anointed, who can help you to deal with sin. That's why a pastor who preaches, like what I'm doing, I should have prayed this morning. If I've not prayed, then I'm using my time. And I thank God I have prayed. Because what you are hearing shouldn't be my voice. It's the Holy Spirit who enters the word. So you see that as I'm praying, I say one sentence, but it means different things to different people. Yeah, because the Holy Spirit is the one speaking, meeting everybody's unique. You remember, he speaks express, that is, distinctly. He's customized. Any sin you have, if you have any problem with somebody, pray for the person that the Holy Spirit will break through. You can never break through. But the places we were, you know, that's how I know that a certain lady is a very prayerful woman. Because the things she got me to stop doing, no human being can stop. No. Drinking, smoking, I was deep. When she met me, I was 16 years old. I was rotten spoiled. Drinking, smoking. Kaish. Clubbing, pornography. Girls. I wasn't even sleeping with girls. No. I wasn't sleeping. I don't even know how. I don't know how it happened. Because it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. But they liked me and I also liked them. We were plenty. We were just fooling in clubs. I'm quite surprised that when I married, I was a virgin. It's very, very bizarre. Drinking, smoking, clubbing. Pornography there. It was under my bed. When I wake up in the morning, then I lift my mattress and I take one magazine. It's quiet time. I'm quite surprised as I think about it. That's how I know God is the one keeping some of you. Because you know yourself. You are rotten spot. This girl could get me to stop. Whoa! She must have had somebody with her. That's why you can't do evangelism when you are not prayerful, when you are not spiritual. That's how I know that girl is a spiritual girl. Very spiritual. very super, because you can't. There's no trick. There's no policeman. There's no headmaster. But we were doing the things in the school. You are with somebody, the person can't stop smoking. It doesn't tell you that you are not spiritual. Or you yourself, you can't stop fooling. You forget about somebody else. You yourself, you can't stop fooling. I mean, you can't get yourself to wake up early on a Sunday morning once a week to come to church at 6:30. I think my time is up. Oh, I didn't know my time was up. So I can continue. Then I told number three that he makes you an obedient Christian. He deals with the Ephesians 2:2 disobedience and introduces the Psalm 51 verse 12 spirit of willing obedience. Can you stand up and lift your hands and ask the Holy Spirit to enter your life before I continue preaching? Tell him, lift your hands. Tell him that you love him, you need him. He's standing by you. Talk to him. We pray to God in the name of Jesus. But the Holy Spirit, you can chat with him. You can chat with him. Holy Spirit, I like you. Holy Spirit, be with me. Holy Spirit, speak to me. Holy Spirit, I love you. Holy Spirit, I like you. Holy Spirit, you are a gift from God to me. You are very important to me, Holy Spirit. You are very important to me. Now lift your hands and tell the Lord, 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 Mahata Sabaha, Kodima Sida Loba Bayada, help me, Makota Baba. Thank you, Jesus. Kroski Bahata, Sadi Koli Bahata, Lomaria Kuski Madika. Make it possible, Lord. Make it possible, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Number four. So now is the role. Role. Yeah. Number four. I've given you three already, not so. Three. Okay, he's a person as part. Okay, four. Number five, he is your helper. He's your helper. Look at it. John 15:26. New American Standard Bible. When the helper comes, I mean, what are you struggling with? A sheep, your member. Do you have a member you are struggling with? Do you? Who has a member you are struggling with? Oh, you also do?
Yes.
You are struggling with that member because you have not sought the help of the Holy Spirit to relate with that person. And he comes in to help you with that member through his counsel. Later, I'm going to the next one. I think that he's a teacher. So maybe let's do both together. Let's do five, and let's do six. They go together. They go together. Because, listen, the help. Are you paying attention? I should stop. I'm wasting my time. The Holy Spirit His greatest contribution to your life is His voice. It is angels who come to snatch you from fire, who block car accidents. God has different agents, but the Holy Spirit, His greatest role, biggest role, all the things I'm talking about, helps you to deal with sin, obedience, or all the things He does are traceable to His voice. That's why you must train yourself to hear. I have some little dogs in my house. Small dogs. Not chihuahuas. These ones are local agents. I don't know why my wife is going to bring those dogs. small. Just area dogs. Not any. You see, the Holy Spirit can speak to you even through a dog. I woke up in the night. I heard them barking. There was nothing happening in the house. Nothing. We woke up. There was nothing. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Not through my pastor. Not through my shepherd. Not through my bank manager. But through dogs. He can speak to you through a tree. Oh. Be open to the voice. Don't just be there. Don't just be there. He's speaking to you. Somebody's problem, He can speak to you. Anybody who is expecting the Holy Ghost to share money, that He makes you rich by, He can make you rich through His voice. He doesn't share money, but He can talk to you. Now, from now on, anything I say, just link it to His voice. He helps you through the teaching. He talks to you. He will testify. Even to know God, it is the testimony of the Holy Spirit. He is always speaking. God speaks through His Spirit. Never deem God to be silent. He speaks. That's a book you have bought. It's lying in your room. God has always intended to speak to you through that book. Wow. You've not heard His voice because you've not read that book. God speaks. Whenever you see John 15:26, also remember that the neighbor is 14:26. New American Standard. But the helper, The Holy Spirit. May He help you. May He help you to raise your children, to marry your wife, to marry your husband, to get a beloved. May He help you to do your business. May He help you to solve that problem. May He help you to build the church. May He help you to get a member. May He help you to grow the church. May He help you to get a friend. May He help you. There is no area of your life the Holy Spirit is not ready to help you. He helps. His name is a helper. If you find yourself struggling in any area of your life, it means that you have not deployed the help. And how does He help? But the helper, the Holy Spirit, He will teach you all things. He helps your life by teaching you. Teaching you means that He starts from first principles and He builds on it. And He builds on it till He has taught you that in addition to singing, there's a reason why you must also be a bacenter leader. He teaches. Like how somebody can teach you to know how to solve a maths problem. He teaches you till the problems in your life are solved. What problem do you have in your life? It still exists because you are not spiritual. If you can sit down quietly for just 15 minutes, He will talk to you about your blue hair. He will talk to you about the sister. Look at the face. The Holy Spirit has something to say to you about this girl. See, when I say teaching, I mean He reasons with you and brings you to a point where the steps you are taking are steps you are taking with understanding. You understand why you must pay tithes. Not what some idiot is saying on Facebook. Can you imagine a pastor convincing me not to pay tithes? Imagine it, that I don't pay tithes. But you, somebody can convince you. Once you know a pastor, my wife showed me a video. I was so sad. Remind me, I have to talk about practicing the Spirit. A woman sitting on TV mentions the name of her church. Mentions where the church is. Mentions her title. And even goes deeper to mention the time the church service starts. And she tells you that I am the one telling you that never marry a man without seeing his penis first. Bishop George, if you don't have your Holy Spirit with you, internet, the next one is that they are going to tell you why you must not believe in a pastor. Believe in God, but don't believe in Him. He's a con man. Believe in God, but don't attend church. Mark it. Within 3 years from now, there will be a major pastor on social media speaking against church attendance. Mark it somewhere. And if you remind me, If you don't practice the spirit, he'll tell you, never. Do you have a beloved? Do you have a beloved? It means you're not spiritual. No. I'm not picking on anybody. I'm just telling you that there's a spirit you don't have. At your age, are you 23? Are you lower than 23? Higher than 23? Yes. You are not spiritual. You are disobedient. And the day you get a beloved, who could easily be this guy? This guy could be your beloved. No, I'm not saying that God says so. No, that's rubbish. That's what? God has said nothing.
Listen to the Holy
Spirit. I'm just telling you that this guy could be your beloved. Sit down. How old are you? You're not spiritual. And the pastor says that to never marry him without seeing his penis and holding it and making sure that it can have an erection. Devil. It's a devil. So mommy, if she has to hold his penis, then he also must enter her vagina. You are a lecturer. There are many abnormalities of a vagina. Imperforate hymen, vaginal stenosis. Uterine synecdoche. Asherman syndrome. Many issues that can happen with the ovary. How do I know that this woman can give me a child? I'm the only man in the family. I must have a child. How do I know that this woman will get? I need to impregnate her. What nonsense! And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, your life is on social media and devils masquerading as pastors. Hold your husband's penis and make sure it can have an erection before you go for the wedding day. And the person is boldly declaring it with arrogance. The arrogance of an ignoramus. Yeah. The real phrase is the arrogance of the ignorant. Because as you are saying that about the man, if we apply the same rule to a woman, then you are advocating sex. Because, you see, then it shows that you are so deeply ignorant. Because a woman can have something that can make a man unfulfilled. So, I need to test your gearbox, carburetor, cylinders, that's in spark plugs, shock absorbers. I make sure your brake fluids are thick fluids, brake fluid, engine oil is new. Why? Because you don't read your Bible. Because you have thrown away the Holy Ghost, who is a teacher. And you are now giving yourself to the delusions of madmen. It's not social media, it's social madness. You don't read your Bible. I say within 3 years there will be a big voice on social media teaching you that you shouldn't trust your pastor. Don't be in a church. That God is also in your toilet. He's in your bedroom. Soon we'll be practicing yoga in church. Are those who will last? Are those who have the helper who is a teacher? He teaches us. I said he teaches. Not that he just talks to you. By the time he is done with you, you are convinced. He has taught you. You understand why you must be in church. Can you imagine an idiot on social media teaching me not to go to church? Because I can give you reasons why you don't need to come to church. Very good reasons. And she said, I'm speaking by experience. Since when did we use experience to teach? Should we bring our experiences into the message we are preaching? But I can tell you, never trust anybody, not even your pastor. I can tell you, never give yourself to anybody. At least I know that as for marriage, you should never marry. Experience, you should never marry. Oh, we don't come to church to speak thesis. We come to open the scriptures. If it happens to line up with your experience, that's fine. But we don't line God's word after our experience or with our experience. But our experience must line up with the word of God. That's why you need. Hey, I can promise you, my brother, if you don't have the Holy Spirit, in a year, you'll be out. A year is too long for you. If you will be here, it will be not because of a good pastor, but the Holy Spirit. He walks with me. He talks with me. He walks with me and he talks with me. That song, oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain. A lot of the problems in your life now shouldn't be problems existing. It's just because you don't deploy the helper in your life. He's a helper. He helps every area. Every as a girl, he helps you. How to dress in your period, he will help you. What not to wear to church. How to dress to see your beloved. What not to wear. What to wear. He helps you to marry. All of it is through his counsel. His biggest work is a teacher. Who is teaching you? Oh, and I also tell you, when I say who is teaching you, the answer should not be my pastor is teaching you. Bishop George can take you nowhere. I can't take you anywhere. I cannot take you anywhere that the Holy Spirit is already not taking you. I'm just a facilitator. Like how you are going somewhere, a car just facilitates your by. Without the car, you are walking to Lua. People have walked. So recently, somebody walked from the eastern region to western region. Walking. He's going. It's a walkathon. Maybe. I don't know. Don't take pictures in the church without the Holy Ghost teaching you what to do. And he's so intelligent that if you hold the camera and you are spiritual, you take amazing Nobel Prize winning shots. It's not just point and kill, 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 point and kill. Point and kill. next thing is that he guides you. He guides. Lift your right hand and say, Holy Spirit, guide me. Guide me. Yeah. That song we sing. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah. Pilgrim through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty.
Hold me with thy powerful hand.
Jehovah will guide you through his Spirit. John 16, verse 13. John 16, verse 13. How be it when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. If you ever end up in a broken marriage, it will be because you allowed something else to guide you. The Holy Spirit will never guide you into difficulty. Never. Never. Even when he guides you to the garden to be tempted, he's with you. But by the time you are coming back, you are full of him. One way he guides us, listen to this as I end. He guides you by showing you the truth. That's how he guides. This is not true. Don't. It's true. Yes, go. It's not true. It's wrong. You are lying in bed. It's not true. Bath and go to church. He guides you into truth. Or he guides you out or away from deceptions. He guides you. Where are you going? Is it to build a clinic as a doctor? Or to look for a job? To get a husband, to get a wife. Where are you going? You want to go to London? He will guide you by saying to you that it's a foolish vision. The problem you have is that you don't respect his guidance. His version of truth is not appealing to you. His version of truth. You have crafted your own idea of what is true. Now, if a man can give you chocolate and money, it means he's interested in you. Yesterday, I was late in the night. I was washing my hands somewhere, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, the meeting you just left, the people there, they don't love you. I said, Holy Spirit. Do you know them? These are super daughters. Say something else. If you don't have anything to say, just don't speak. Do you know the people who are sitting in the room? So when I went to tell them that the Holy Spirit told me in the room that you don't love me. And he gave me the reason. He said, I'm surprised you are saying they are your super daughters and that's your great son. He said, have you not read my word? That I don't equate love with hugs and nice words and daddy and puppy. Gifts. give me a gift, if I give you a gift, doesn't mean I love you. There can be another reason. Get a gift, a car. He told me, within 10 seconds, less than 10 seconds, he said, those girls and those boys there do not love you. And he gave me the reason. He said, the only thing you must use to determine if someone loves you is if the person obeys your commandments. And you were just talking to them that we are all disobedient. You give them instances of disobedience. That is love. Love is that. I say, remind me about practicing the spirit. And you remind me. Come to church at 6:30. You are here at 6:25. Beautiful. That's love. That's love. If you love me, do what? Eat my rice. What should you do? Begin to use the truth that is the spirit. So look. Begin to assess people by their obedience to your commandments. And stop using kisses and hugs and chocolate and what you put. You like buffalos. Do you want to know if someone loves you? He says, you tell the person, don't touch my breast. And he doesn't touch it. Yes! Don't it. Do it. Don't do it. Anybody who is careless with you doesn't love you. I'll take it again. It's my final statement. The Holy Spirit, He doesn't guide you by putting flags by the roadside. He guides you by using the Word of God. She insulted you. She said something bad. Normally, you move away from her towards this one. But the Holy Spirit can say to you, forgive, have mercy. That's guidance. He guides you into all truth. So anybody practicing the Spirit, I'll give you another pillar. When I get there, I'll show you how to practice the presence of the Holy Spirit. Because one of them is by being a student of the Word of God. Anybody who studies the Word is practicing the Spirit. Because the Spirit uses the Word. He guides you by using the Word. There's no word like Juliana in the Bible. Stephanie. There's Stephanas. But Stephanie is not in the Bible. Kugleno is not in the Bible. Tetega is not in the Bible. So should you marry Tetega or Kugleno? There are things in the Bible. The Holy Ghost will use the truth of the Word of God to guide you. This is, look at this carefully. The Bible doesn't allow this. The Bible allows this. He makes the Bible important to you. Guide me in my business. Like this, Holy Spirit, come and stand in front of me. I want to go to that man in the vest there. Guide me to him. I'm following you.
Why? Holy Spirit, why didn't you pass here to that side?
He will say that I didn't pass it because there is deception standing there.
That girl standing there, she has been eyeing you for 3 years. If you pass there, you won't get to the place because that girl is a slayer. That's why I passed the side.
Then he will stop and let me greet 2 children.
But Holy Spirit, I'm going to this side. Why should I stop and greet children who don't mean anything to me? He said, I want you to stop and greet them because by stopping, you are delaying yourself from meeting something that is coming to cross your path 5 minutes from now. He guides me.
May he guide you tomorrow. We are having a conference on Wednesday. Is it a good thing for you to be at the conference? It's a good thing to be there. Why? Hebrews 5. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. That truth alone will let you be sitting there because there's a fellowship going on. That's why it will be difficult to practice the Spirit if you don't read the Word of God. Because the Holy Ghost, the road signs he uses are the road signs of the Word of God. It's called the Spirit of Truth. He only guides you into the things that are true. He moves you away from deceptions, falsehood, hypocrisy, wickedness, and maneuvers through the maze to your destination. Stand to your feet.
Where have you been? Were you in church? Where were you sitting? You've been here all through.
Lift your 2 hands.
Ask for the Holy Spirit to guide you, to help you, to teach you. Your voice. I want to be your friend. I want to walk with you. I want to fear you. I don't want to be alone. I cannot be alone. Speak to me, warn me, advise me, guide me, talk to me, teach me, help me. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Manumanuma satabaya. Jesus. Mahonde de Boso. Ramada Sataba. Holy Spirit.
Say, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus Christ. Please pray for me. please lead me. I want to be born again. I want Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. I need Jesus. If you are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus. Just lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you right now. To be born again, to have Jesus in your life. Lift your hand high. If you want to receive Jesus this morning as your personal Savior, lift your hand high. I want to pray with you right now. If you want to receive Jesus as your Lord, as your Savior, you want to give yourself to Him, you want to be born again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you and we bless you. We are grateful for your voice, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's welcome our pastor.
Hallelujah. Why don't you put your hands together? Let's appreciate the gift of God and the word that has come to us this morning. Oh, put your hands together even more. Appreciate our pastor, our shepherd. Let's thank God for the word that has come to us. Amen. Hallelujah. There is no better topic to be taught on a Sunday morning than the topic of the person of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And we have had, I don't know how many courses of meal we've had this morning, because the introduction alone was a whole meal. Yes. Then before we came to the main meal itself, I mean, it's just too much. Bishop, we want to thank you so much for teaching us the Holy Spirit. And not just teaching us in theory, but teaching us practically and showing us how you hear the Holy Spirit and even what the Holy Spirit tells you. Amen. It tells me that the Holy Spirit that we hear about, that you come to church, the Holy Spirit, that He's a real person. He's a real person who is speaking. He speaks to our pastor. If you are not hearing Him, it's not because He is not speaking. It is that you are not hearing. Hallelujah. Because He speaks to our pastor. Only yesterday He spoke. If a real person is alive, He speaks. You hear Him just a few minutes ago. Amen. So before our pastor, before we take the communion, I want us to lift our hands one more time. I desperately need you to receive the Holy Spirit and to receive the ability to hear Him. Lift your hands and pray again one more time. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Use the English words, Lord, I need the Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit. Come and be with me. Come and be my partner. Be my helper. Be my guide. Be my teacher. Teach me. Guide me away from deception and from untrue things. Lead me into truths, because there are deceptions in my life. There are untrue things in my life. Ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Lord, I need you. I need the Holy Spirit. I don't know how it feels like. I'm not sure of your word or your voice. But this morning I am asking for the Holy Spirit. Every single person in church, ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit this morning. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to put your hands together one more time for our pastor, for this word. Hallelujah.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makene Cathedral near Valley View University, OUB, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.